If you don't know, I'm a huge Beatle fan. And the New York Mets will be having Beatles night Friday, August 15th. It's right before I go on vacation, so I'm going to have to see if I can get down there to celebrate the 60th anniversary of their iconic show at Shea Stadium with a pregame concert by 1964, the Tribute Band, a special postgame fireworks show, and much more. What more could they possibly be doing? Is Paul going to make it? Is Ringo going to be there? That'd be awesome. If I could, that's like one of the bucket list things. If I could find a way to meet Paul McCartney. I used to do that. I haven't done it in a while, but I had a segment after. I was doing a segment on the show called You Never Know Who May Be Listening, when I would just bring up random things or people I'd like to talk to, because I had a conversation once about a Seinfeld episode and Jerry Seinfeld called in, which, by the way, he just did the podcast with Steve Summers. So Me Here, You There, the Steve Summers podcast. I believe that, I know he promoted it. I'm assuming the Jerry Seinfeld episode is out already, but go check it out. Jerry joins Steve Summers to talk, you know, probably Mets mainly. But yeah, I was randomly having a conversation about a Seinfeld episode right here, filling in for Keith, and Jerry called in, and that was a fun moment. I embarrassed myself at the end, but I felt like I handled things well until the last 30 seconds of the interview, when I got just completely fumbled my words on breakfast and Pop-Tarts. But so I had this segment where I was doing on the show, just where I would talk about random things and hope that someone was listening. Paul, if you're listening, if you're coming to New York for the August 16th, next Friday, August 15th, rather, the celebration for the 60th anniversary of their show at Shea Stadium, if you're listening, be happy to have you on. I'll have you on at 3 a.m., primetime slot leading into that Friday night. If you're not too busy, Mr. McCartney.
Did you see the cast that's going to be in the Beatles?
Yes, I did. The only one that jumped out at me was the actor who's playing Ringo, because he's been in a couple of popular movies.
Is that Joseph Quinn?
Yeah, I think that was that his name.
He was the one that's in Fantastic Four.
Yes. I think that's him, yeah.
Yeah.
No, who's the guy who's playing Ringo was in that movie.
Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, the Irish actor who was in that weird movie where he kind of like took down the entire Rich family and was having having sex with the grave and everything. That was a weird movie.
Oh, then I think Joseph Quinn is.
Is Joseph Quinn in the Fantastic Four movie?
He's I think. George. So.
But yeah, the idea that they're having these four movies, I'm excited about it. If you don't know what Alex is talking about, they're coming out with four Beatle movies. I guess the entire story of the Beatles, and each movie is going to be told through the perspective of one of the Beatles. So there's going to be a Paul movie, a John movie, a George movie, a Ringo movie. I've been saying, where is the four-hour epic Oliver Stone Beatles movie, as he did The Doors with Val Kilmer, which was excellent. I like it. What a great performance is Jim Morrison. So I'm looking forward to the Beatles stuff. But yeah, Beatles night at Citi Field. I'm going to have to try and find my way there. Evan, if you're listening, I saw him today too. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about this. Although we were talking about it a little bit, I should have said, let's go, bring me. Evan, I will go to the Friday night game with you for Beatles night. I feel like I have to be there. I feel like I have to be there for Beatles night. Obviously, that famous concert at Shea Stadium. Right in and amazing, too. They just piped it right into the PA system. You could barely hear it. Like, when people talk about it, they do documentaries on it. You could barely hear the screaming of the crowd and because they were the original, you know, that's when they were the Fab Four, you dopes. When they were the Fab Four and everybody called them the Fab Four in Beatles Mania 64, 65, when they played at Citi Field, or Shea Stadium rather, you couldn't even hear them play over the screams of the young girls in the audience. And then, of course, they changed, which I don't know how anybody is more... like. I love early Beatles. I'll never understand, because there are people who are much more of like an early Beatle fan than a late Beatle fan. I'll never understand that. I love the early Beatles stuff, but, I mean, once they transitioned really into like Rubber Soul, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, Mystery Tour, White Album, Let It Be, Abbey Road, like that's where they really became special. But I digress. Enough Beatles talk. I saved that for 3 o'clock in the morning. But if you are listening, Paul, please, let's go together. Me and you. We'll hang out. Celebrate Beatles night at Citi Field. They need more of that. We need to celebrate the Beatles more. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. Filling in for McPherson as I've got you for one more hour till midnight. A little bit of football as I'm watching the Raiders and Seattle right now. Football is back. Both teams play on Saturday. Got a lot going on Saturday. Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. Obviously, the game is back for the first time, which I never understood that. The whole point is to play the game. And I know there's been a lot of controversy with Jeter, and honestly, I don't care. I'll be totally honest with you. Should he be there? That they're celebrating the championship team, yes, he should be there. He was the captain of that team. That's the team that solidifies the dynasty, 3 in a row, the 2000 team, beat the Mets, the whole nine. He was the MVP of the World Series that year, MVP of the All-Star game that year. I wish Derek Jeter were there to celebrate. But ultimately, I've always felt, I don't know about you, but when I turn on Old Timers Day, I'm not turning it on to see Bernie Williams. I'm not turning it on to see Derek Jeter. I'm certainly not turning it on to see Paul O'Neill, who we see on a nightly basis as a broadcaster. Like, I've seen Derek Jeter. Paul, you know, Bernie Williams is playing the guitar, doing things. I love those guys, don't get me wrong. And they're the pinnacle of those teams. They're the guys that are great. And to celebrate the 2020, the 2000 team, sure, you want to see those guys. But Old Timers Day is more about, for me, is about the random guys. Like, that's what I love about Old Timers Day. I love the idea of, like, what's Luis Soho doing? Because you know what? That dribbler up the middle is just as important as the leadoff home run from Jeter. Like, what's Luis Soho doing? What's, like, some, like, those are the names. Like, we mentioned Ricky LeDay. Let's see Ricky LeDay at Old Timers Day. What's Ricky up to? That's who I want to see. I see Derek Jeter. He's on Fox, you know. I've just watched a 7-part documentary and another one is coming out on Netflix. I know Derek Jeter. I don't need to see Derek Jeter at Old Timers Day. I really don't. I've never felt that way. I like to see the random guys, the Kareem Garcias, what are they up to? How do they look? Bring them back. Give them a wave. Give us the moments that they impacted the team. I know Miguel Cairo, when I think, like, I always think bench guys. Miguel Cairo. I think he's managing. Didn't he step in for someone as the manager? Why do I think Miguel Cairo is managing somewhere? With Washington, right? He stepped in as the interim manager for the Washington Nationals. Love Miguel Cairo. Now I see him too. I know he's the manager, so I don't need Miguel Cairo there either. I want the guys we haven't seen in forever. Like with the 2000 team. Let me try and think. The 2000 team. We don't need Jose Canseco. We know here he is. David Justice. We don't need that. Although you want to talk about a Cashman trade. How about that one? That changed the season around. Those are the guys. Where's Ramiro Mendoza? That's who I want to see. I've always felt that way. So I know it's celebrating the championship team and you want Derek Jeter there. And maybe, you know, now that I'm a father, maybe I'll feel differently. You want to bring your kids and show them Derek Jeter. And talk about how great he was and he was the captain. And he was, you know, Hall of Famer and World Series MVP and all that. But for me personally, I like turning on the TV for Old Timers Day and seeing all the random guys.
I had an autograph from Jim Leyritz when I was a kid, and I had no idea who he was
because right.
I didn't grow up in that era. I grew up with the 09 team, and he wore 13. So I just like lied to all my friends. Like, I have number 13 autograph.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you have A-Rod?
Yeah.
Like, Sure. Yeah. And I got from my, because I got from my grandpa. He was a huge, he was a Giants fan actually, but he somehow got it. And yeah, I lied to all my friends. I had an A-Rod signature.
That's funny. Yeah, no, Jim Leyritz. Craig Stillmate, whenever I talk to Craig, I actually owe him a call. Craig made fun of me for when I met Jim Leyritz at one of those comedy events. And I lay, you know, had a couple in me, and I gave him the whole, you know, man, that home run. Can you believe he threw you a slider or whatever nonsense I said? And he was like, Craig was like, really? That's what you're going to say to him? I'm like, what am I going to say to Jim Leyritz? What was it like losing to the Yankees in 98 as a Padre? Like, what am I going to say to him? I'm going to talk about the home run. Of course I am. I know he's heard it a million times. It's the first time I've spoken to him, though. That's, I mean, but I've always thought about, like, when I turn on the Old Timers Day on Saturday, I'll be looking forward to seeing all the random guys, all the guys you haven't thought of, or, oh, that's right.